welcome back to Divorcee Diaries. My name is Corinne. I'm 28 years old. I'm divorced. This is my podcast. I'm so freaking excited that you're here. Sit down, grab a drink, grab a snack, grab some popcorn, do the damn thing. I'm really excited to be here with you guys today. Happy Thanksgiving week. I am so thankful and grateful for you, and I am so excited to celebrate hopefully something good in 2020, but probably not. It's been 2020. But yeah, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning into last week's episode. Last week was so much fun to record, and I kind of can't wait for this week because in the spirit of giving, in the city of thanks, that didn't make sense. It's fine. I am giving you my most embarrassing stories. Why? Because this weekend I went up to see my sister because I've literally saw my sister every single weekend that I have been happening since she's moved in. I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, I have seen her every single weekend, pretty much. And this weekend was my father's birthday. And for his birthday, we all got together and we made a good dinner. We had a Thanksgiving dinner the day after and just kind of chilled and stayed there. And while we were having dinner, my dad asked, "How is your podcast going?" Thank God he doesn't listen, as we know, as I mention in every single episode. Thank God. But he was like, "So I saw that you posted on Instagram that you had like an embarrassing story, and I saw that your mom commented something," because my mom did comment, "Oh, I might have to listen." My mom didn't even realize. She was like, "I would listen to your podcast, but I just don't know how to work the entire thing." And I was like, "Honestly, it's totally fair. I curse a lot. You'll probably just be shaking your head, maybe in shame. Maybe you'll laugh. Maybe you'll cry. I don't know." So going backwards, my dad was like, "I saw that your mom posted something like she would have to listen to this one." And he was like, "Well, what's on the podcast?" And I was like, "Well, in order to avoid my dad listening to this podcast, I should just tell him that my ass knocked a seafood tower down. So I did, and he started laughing. And my sister was like, "But is that really your most embarrassing moment?" Knowing full fucking well that it wasn't my most embarrassing moment. And I said, "No." And Kayla was like, "You should do a whole series on your most embarrassing moments." So here I am. Here I am at 10:30 on a Monday recording my most embarrassing moments. And I don't even have a glass of wine. I don't have anything to keep me going. I have water. Ooh, I looked behind me. There was water there. Thank God. I have some Family Guy in the background that you can probably hear, and I have you, so here we freaking go. If you guys didn't know this, why would you know this? I've never said this on my podcast, but if you follow me on Facebook, if you follow me on Instagram, you know that in February, 1 month, a crisp month, before the pandemic started, literally, like actually probably 2 weeks before we got shut down, I traveled to Iceland with my fiance, John, as you guys affectionately know him, and my dad. It was my dad's birthday or Christmas present. I don't know. It was a combo present of last year. I took him to Iceland for a week and we had a great time. Now, while I was in Iceland, we did a variety of fun things. We went for walks in Thingvellir National Park. Hello. We went to the Blue Lagoon. We went to a secret lagoon. We went to a mushroom restaurant. We went to Carid Crater. We did the whole thing. We really traveled to central Iceland. We stayed in Hotel Geyser. I was doing an Instagram collaboration with them and it was fabulous. It was so cool. I freaking loved it. John and I had the best time. My dad had the best time. But there is a moment that I think is slightly more embarrassing than what I explained last week. So, if you guys don't know this, when you go to a different country, things are different. Like, it's not like America. America is such a weird, repressed culture. And in other countries such as Europe and Iceland and just the eastern part of the world, things are just a lot more go with the flow. Like, yeah, that's totally fine that there's some sex on TV and there's a woman that's nude in a commercial or there's a nude poster. Like, it's very normalized, which is great. I love it. That's perfect. So, when I was reading about the Blue Lagoon, I was like, oh no, it's a public shower. And like, I never have taken a public shower in my goddamn life. I have never been super naked in front of anybody in a public situation. So I was reading and it said that the Blue Lagoon does have, what do they have? They have stalls that you can shower in, which I was like, okay, cool. And I went into the Blue Lagoon and they were like, yeah, just letting you know, you need to take your bathing suit off, full off, before you get into the shower. You walk into the shower, butt-ass naked, you do a quick wash down, and then you put your bathing suit back on. You do not get a towel until after you are out of the shower, so you have to kind of do a walk of shame naked to the showers of the Blue Lagoon. So I was like, okay. Now, that poses awkward for my dad and John because they were together and they had to do the same damn thing. I was with nobody I knew, which was fine, but I was like, you know what? We got on the plane to Iceland at night. We got there at 6:40, maybe 5:40 in the morning. It was perfect. I was like, we have the first group into the Blue Lagoon. It's not going to be crowded. I was fucking wrong. It was super crowded. There was like 4 buses coming when we were entering, and I was like, oh my God, it's literally like 7:30 in the morning. How is it so crowded? Well, because I'm not the only person who flew over to Iceland on February. So I like took a deep breath and I was like, you know what? If you just run or like just scamper, you will be fine. No one will see you naked. So I luckily had found because you could buy a robe. I didn't want to buy a robe. I found a towel, a rogue towel. This was in times before Corona. I took the towel, I wrapped myself in it, and then I went to the showers of the Blue Lagoon and I got a stall. I showered quickly, put my bathing suit on, and then got into the Blue Lagoon. Corinne, why is that your embarrassing story? That's not that embarrassing. Oh, because it gets better, because I'm just prefacing the rules of the Blue Lagoon. There are other lagoons that you can go to in Iceland. One being the Secret Lagoon, which is a little bit near Geyser. There are some incredible geysers in Iceland that you should definitely check out if you go there. But we were staying in Hotel Geyser, as I said before. There was a lagoon, a secret lagoon, which was hot as fuck. The secret lagoon was like 10 minutes away from our house. How did we get to the secret lagoon? Fabulous question. We were going to go to the Black Sand Beach, which has it's just an airplane that, it's like the airplane burial ground, essentially, for this one airplane. When we went to go there, it was on a day that was particularly snowy. And my dad was like, honestly, I don't feel like driving in the snow. So he asked our concierge, what is there to do around here? And the concierge was like, oh, you can go to the Secret Lagoon. It's 15 minutes away. It's better than the Blue Lagoon because it's actually like super man-made. It's just a really nice hot spring. It's not super crowded. You'll love it. So my dad came into our room and was like, let's do the Secret Lagoon today. I was like, cool, that sounds great. Let's freaking do it. We get to the Secret Lagoon and I go up to pay for our tickets and the guy was like, so I don't know if you have been to the Blue Lagoon or any of our other natural hot springs, but you do need to shower fully in the nude before you can get into the lagoon. I was like, yep, they told us in the last one, like, it's totally fine. And he was like, okay, cool. So here's your towel. Here's your passes. You guys separate. And I was like, yeah, perfect. I was a fucking idiot who didn't read up about the Secret Lagoon as I did and researched the Blue Lagoon, because the Secret Lagoon didn't have shower stalls. Now, Listen, I know you're probably, we're 10 minutes in and you're probably thinking, wow, Corinne, like, you promote body health, you promote all of this stuff, and you're afraid to get naked in front of 10 strangers. Yes, but also, that wasn't it. I get into the locker room and everyone is naked. And I was like, you know what? It's a party. Nobody's going to be like, oh, me compared to her. It's fine. But also, I'm very American and I'm American in culture. Nobody else was. Everybody was either Icelandic or French or German. They did not give a flying fuck. So I was just like, you know what? Confidence is key. Shoulders back, chest up, take a deep breath, and walk into the showers, butt ass naked. Let's do this. So I did. And obviously this is like separated girls, guys. I get into the shower and I'm like, okay, there's no stalls. There's probably six shower heads in it. It just looks like a locker room shower, like what you would see in a locker room. Six shower heads. I'm like, I'm going to go to the last possible shower head because I can wash myself, put my bathing suit on, and then not like do a huge walk of shame back. So I'm like, okay, quick. It doesn't have to be a long shower. And it didn't, we didn't have to like wash ourselves with soap. We just needed to wash all of the salt that was previously on us to get into a natural hot spring. So I did that. I'm almost done. Still naked. Almost done. And this woman comes up to me and like, nothing is more awkward than being completely naked and then staring somebody in the face. So she taps on my shoulder. I'm naked. Taps on my shoulder. And she's French. And she says, hello. And she was like, my shower isn't turning on. So I look at her shower. And the way that these showers were made were the top one turned the water on. And then there was a bottom. Like if you look down at your feet, there was a bend and snap moment to control the heat. So I was like, oh, okay, no problem. So I'm like trying to just like be slightly modest, maybe like cross my arms, do like a little sash with my arm one way and then across the other, but not looking like, oh my God, don't look at me. Just kind of like, oh, aloof, you know, aloof. So I said, oh, okay, like, what? And my voice immediately went up. Like, I normally talk like this. And I was like, oh, okay, what can I help you with? And she was like, oh, it's not turning hot or cold. And I was like, oh, no problem. The hot or cold thing is on the bottom. So you have to bend over, butt ass naked, bend over and just switch left for hot, right for cold. Again, she was French. I don't speak French. She did speak French and she spoke she spoke English very well. But when she went to do it, she was like, it's not happening. Also, this woman was like she was two stalls away from me. So I like turn, I walk over, still naked. And she's like, yeah, it's not working. So I like feel the shower and it's not. So then I have to do the situation of, well, I need to help her. I have to bend over to get it. Now, I want all of my ladies out there to close your eyes, take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, the tension in your teeth. Not that that is important for this exercise, but just like good to be reminded of, right? Well, close your eyes, picture you're in a skirt and something just dropped. How would you approach the situation? Would you bend correct, like bend completely over? I know when I'm wearing a skirt, I try not to because then everybody gets a great shot of my butt, like the seafood lady did. Or do you kind of like legs together to the side, bend over, lean over to get it? Well, imagine doing that naked in front of a stranger, because honestly, I didn't know what to do. And I'm going to tell you the four positions that I tried to maneuver my body in were not great for modesty at all. So it got to the point where I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Bent over, just tried to like not be completely naked in this girl's face, adjusted the water. It was perfect. She thanked you. I cried. And that was that. And when I walked outside. John and my dad were like, "What took you so long?" And I was like, "What took you so long? Did some girl stare at you naked, being like, 'Hey, can you help me adjust this?'" No, they didn't. That happened to me, not to you. And that was it. My dad and John did have to be quite naked together, which is probably even more uncomfortable, but I'm taking this as my loss and not theirs. So yes, that has happened. And honestly, that's probably not even the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened, because obviously we know my high school repertoire, and that's also just cringy as fuck. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed that story. I know that reliving it made me want to throw up, but it's fine. It's fine. It's Thanksgiving. I want to give you guys what you want. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, I just want to say thank you for everything. Thank you guys so much for being just super supportive and for letting this grow. This has grown into something way, 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 way more than I thought it would. I thought that maybe 2 to 3 people would listen, and to have more than that is just incredible. Like, I'm just so grateful and thankful, and just being super introspective this week. This week has been just kind of crazy. Not that it hasn't been, not that I'm not grateful for everything that has happened this week, but it's just been kind of a rough week, to be completely honest. Obviously stuff with buying a house is just a train wreck always, and obviously things happen, and in the world currently with Corona and divide, I am just so grateful for all of you and so blessed for the opportunity to get to live the life that I get to live. Today I was thinking, it was a rough day. I had a bunch of emails, I had a bunch of work to do. I was really, really, really fortunate because I got to see my mom today. And I just was thinking, after a particularly low point in the day, just how incredibly blessed I am, and some practices that I wanted to. I love that I just told you a story about me being fully naked, and I'm going into this Pinterest quote moment. But I had a moment today where I just was not feeling so hot. I didn't feel on my game, and I felt like I was doing everything I could, and it just didn't go right. And that happens. But something I've been trying to really practice in the last few weeks, because my house has been pushed back, and people have fallen ill, and people are dying, and there is so much going on in the world. I've just been trying to be thankful for 5 things every day. So no matter if it's a good day or maybe a not so great day, the 5 things that I am so incredibly grateful for, and you, if you're listening to this, are one of them. So I just want to thank you guys so much. I want you guys to have the best week. And remember that you are enough, and you are worthy, and you are qualified for that position, and you are doing a great job. I don't think we are told enough that we are doing good, we're doing okay. Stop comparing yourself to somebody else because you feel like you're not doing a good job, because they're doing a fabulous job, and they keep getting promoted, and they keep doing this, and they keep doing that. That's really great for them. But also, like, you're doing a great job too, and you are exactly where you're supposed to be right now. So I hope you guys have the best week ever. I hope you have a lovely holiday with your family. Remember to be thankful for the things that you wouldn't even imagine. Think about the things that you have that other people don't, and just be so thankful that you're here. Hope you guys have a great week. Bye, guys.